Rock. Hello, who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica, you are caller 20. You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
The drawing is Monday.
Excited.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, the Brady Bunch house gets historic status. What's up with Florida? There's a thief that was given away by his ankle monitor. People are dumb. A Prius owner caught huffing like they do. We had the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature in the 5 o'clock hour. Take us to 9 Inch Nails Tuesday at Honda Center. And more chances for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Spain. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink.
You could buy the Brady Bunch house in Studio City. Although you'll have to keep it as is. The L.A. City Council has approved historic status on that house. Details coming up on K-Rock. Got a few more chances for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid coming up this afternoon on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid at the Mad Cool Festival is coming up at 3 o'clock right here on K-Rock. The LA City Council has approved historic status for the Brady Bunch house in Studio City. I live very close to this house half of my life, and I've never been there. The recommendation approved by a 13-0 vote by the Los Angeles Cultural Heritage Commission grants landmark protections to the home, which is built in 1959 on Dilling Avenue in the San Fernando Valley. The iconic Brady Bunch house is up for sale now after undergoing some major renovations.
The carpet is vintage. All of the fabrics on all of the couches, all the couches have been created to look exactly like a late 1960s style. All the lamps are original.
This is all odd to me because the Brady Bunch was shot on sound stages. That was a sitcom from 1969 to 1974, and it was all shot on sound stages, except for the external view of the house. So as far as we know, in 1969, that house could have been empty because they never went inside of that actual house. They just established a shot from the outside and then went to a soundstage and made the Brady Bunch magic. Oh, by the way, that same house appeared in the 1995 film, The Brady Bunch Movie, and of course its sequel. If I bought this house, I would open all the curtains and just walk around naked and ruin all of the tourist photos. Oh, I'd wear an Alice wig as well. That is K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 8. Your chance to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sharisa.
Hi, Sharisa, you're caller 20.
Yes, finally.
There's going to be a drawing on Monday to send somebody to Madrid, Spain to see 21 Pilots, and you will be in that drawing.
Oh, please be me.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A new video of a bizarre break-in. Police say a suspect made himself right at home while the owners were out of town, and it wasn't the first time either.
This guy in Florida would break into the house and cook, serve himself, sit down and eat, take a nap.
Local 10's Rosh Lowe joins us live from North Miami Beach with this wild story. Rosh?
The owners of this house in North Miami Beach, well, they wanted a second home.
So this was not their main residence and they weren't there most of the time.
And imagine this, you're away, you're up in the Northeast, and all of a sudden your neighbors are saying, hey, your door's open.
Not unlocked. Your front door is physically open.
And then cops say a guy is going in and out of your house. And not only that, nearly $100,000 worth of Rolexes and jewelry gone. And now tonight, the video tells this story.
This is their second house, and they have $100,000 worth of watches in it.
January 28th, North Miami Beach police arrive. An unlocked and open front door. The owner's out of town. This is their secondary home.
You told me you had a lot of jewelry in the bedroom, Rolexes and stuff.
North Miami Beach K-9, you under arrest. Come on down, we'll release the police dog, and you will be bit.
Come on out. The dog will bite you.
Police go inside, sweep the house.
They get caught.
There was no one inside, but the officer did notice that someone had been cooking.
They believe someone had been inside, and sure enough, in early February, police come back to the house. They say an inventory was conducted where the victims reported more than 93 grand worth of Rolex watches, gold, and silver collector coins,
all of which were missing.
Let's go back to January 28th. When police arrived, they say they saw this guy stepping onto the front lawn of the victim's residence.
He didn't walk up to the front door. He stepped onto the lawn like he was going to walk up to the front door and then kind of just froze, as if maybe if I don't move, they won't see me.
They noticed he was wearing an ankle monitor.
I'm under arrest.
No, you're not. We're checking for something. That's it.
He said, I'm under arrest. And the officer says, no, we're just checking something.
Not under arrest yet. They checked the locations of the ankle monitor, and cops say he was inside the house.
Oh, his ankle monitor showed he was inside the house. They caught him.
They say he was in the house January 3rd, January 8th.
Oh, he was in the house twice.
January 9th, January 10th, January 12th, January 13th, 14th.
Keep going.
19th, the 21st, the 24th, and the 25th. February 19th, Colvin Williams was arrested and charged with, among other things, burglary and grand theft.
Is he not a squatter at that point? The dust for an answer. Come back strong with 50 billions. Nope. Sorry. Wasn't paying attention. That's on me. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. I did that poorly, and I apologize. Let's do this. K-Rock, hello.
Kevin, what is going on? You failed there with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was in shock.
I mean, I failed about halfway through. I caught it, sort of.
Were you taking a d-?
I was doing other things, and then I was like, that sounds like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's happening? No!
Other things. Okay, we'll go with that. I'll accept it.
The L.A. Marathon returns this Sunday. 26.2-mile course starts at Dodger Stadium and weaves all the way through some of L.A.'s most iconic landmarks.
Tried it one time, didn't finish. Details coming up on K-Rock. By the way, traffic nightmare on Sunday. Love that song from Somber called Homewrecker. It is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. We have three more chances for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid. Your next chance in less than 20 minutes here on K-Rock. So Sunday is going to be a big traffic day.
The L.A. Marathon returns this Sunday. 26.2-mile course starts at Dodger Stadium and weaves all the way through some of L.A.'s most iconic landmarks, then wraps up, finishes on Santa Monica Boulevard at Avenue of the Stars. You can watch the marathon right here on NBC4 and on Telemundo 52. Our reporters will be fanned out all along the course. And, of course, Michael, Melissa, and I will be there bright and early on Sunday morning.
We will.
Our live coverage kicks off Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
I don't know if you've ever gone down there to run the marathon. We did it one time on the Kevin and Bean show. We had a Sam, 103-year-old man that we were going to take to run the marathon. And there were all kinds of different people running the marathon, from the like real intense runners to people wearing wacky costumes and hats and clown glasses. Is there such a thing as clown glasses? Maybe not. There were so many people running the LA Marathon that we were about a quarter of a mile back. It probably took 45 minutes to get from where we were to the starting line. There were so many people. And by the time we got to the starting line, Sam said, you know what? Kind of tired. And there was a McDonald's right there, so we quit and walked over and got a quarter pounder with cheese and a chocolate shake. The way the good Lord intended. Another chance for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots at the Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, Spain, coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Thalia.
Hi, Thalia, you are caller 20.
Woo! No way, oh my God.
Yep.
Thank you.
You need to be listening on Monday morning when Klein Alley do a drawing to send somebody to see 21 Pilots in Madrid. Could be you.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up next. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, security footage from Philippa's Bakery in Melbourne, Australia has gone viral after capturing what might be the most flexible criminal ever. Cameras show a tiny woman dressed all in black, casually doing a full stretching routine outside of the bakery, bending, reaching, doing yoga-like poses in the parking lot. She looked like she was warming up for a Pilates class. She literally looked like she could be one of those ladies. Moments later, she broke into the bakery, and she helped herself to almond croissants, hot cross buns, a pair of shoes, an iPad, and some cleaning supplies. Police eventually arrested her. You don't really want to pull a hamstring when you're trying to steal baked goods and cleaning products.
I mean, did she
They didn't show any footage of her actually breaking in, just her doing her stretches, which was not as fun. You know? Number two, a Florida man is facing dozens of felony charges after authorities say he carried out a months-long retail theft scheme involving Pokemon trading cards and taco seasoning packets. So he would scan the, of course, low-cost seasoning packets at the self-checkout line and remove high-value trading card boxes from the stores. The stolen cards were later resold online. Investigators estimating the total value of the merchandise over $15,000. Authorities say the thefts occurred across multiple locations, and the man has since been arrested and now faces numerous felony charges related to organized retail theft and fraud. I will say, though, that's a pretty smart scheme for a Florida guy. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, for a Florida guy.
Florida guy, not too bad.
That's a good point.
And number three, since it is Friday, we like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. The Bride is a dark sci-fi horror reimagining of Bride of Frankenstein, starring Christian Bale and Jesse Buckley.
That looks so good.
Yeah, it does look really good. Young Blood, this is a remake of the 1986 Rob Lowe hockey movie. follows a talented young hockey player trying to prove himself in the brutal world of professional hockey, starring Blair Underwood and Sean Doyle. Also for limited release this weekend, Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man. This is a feature film continuation of the huge series following Tommy Shelby during World War II, and it's going to come out on Netflix on March 20th, and I'm going to be at the Junket next week.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Very excited. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It's a brand new song called Kerosene from the Mexican rock band The Warning. It's a 3-6-sister rock band that started off, I don't know, I think they had classical piano training very young. Then they were introduced to the game Rock Band, and they decided to start playing rock. And they posted a cover of Enter Sandman that got Metallica's attention. And now they are doing their own music. This is called Kerosene. It's The Warning. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Song is out today. It's called Kerosene. It's from The Warning, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Only two more choices for you to qualify.
Chances, even.
Did I say choices? Two more chances for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid.
And your next chance to get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 5 on the world-famous K-Rock.
One of my favorite bands is in concert on Tuesday.
Nine Inch Nails taking over Honda Center, and this could be your last chance to see them. They may not tour again, so 5 o'clock hour. Final pair of tickets for you on the world-famous K-Rock.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. The Cleveland Browns' Myles Garrett caught a break during a traffic stop, cited for lesser violation. The guy was going over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
And that's a different ticket, I think, than under 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like reckless driving.
So it was on TMZ Sports. This guy has gotten 9 speeding tickets in Ohio since he got there in 2017.
Oh, my God. Only since he's been in Ohio.
But let's remember he's in Ohio.
Okay.
So you want that road to speed up.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So. Yeah.
Ninth, though. Aren't you in the losing your license area there?
I would think so. I would think it would be even less than that.
I would think so,
tickets.
Too.
I don't even know the amount.
How many have you gotten?
I have only gotten probably like 3 speeding tickets.
Since you started?
Yeah. What? I'm like a hawk. But parking tickets, when I lived in San Francisco, I got a lot of those because it's you either just drive around forever or you just go, well, I'll risk taking the ticket.
You make peace with it.
Yeah, you do.
Just go, you know what?
Yep.
Ticket me. I'm going to pay for this spot.
Yep.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we're going to look for the people with the most tickets.
Yeah.
What kind of ticket have you gotten? When my twins were small, I got pulled over for speeding, and I saw them in my rearview mirror, and they didn't know what was going on, and they were just old enough to understand that dad was getting in trouble, and that delighted them to no end.
Oh, my God.
They thought that was the greatest thing. He's in trouble! They thought that was the greatest thing
in
the world.
Taunting you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So speeding, Parking. I assume we'll have more parking than speeding.
Yeah, being on your phone.
Texting.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yes. License plate problem, window tinting, whatever you got a ticket for. That's what we're looking for the most of. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your phone calls and your texts.
And for the most entertaining caller, maybe even the highest number of tickets, we're going to give you these tickets to see Nine Inch Nails. It's the final pair. You'll see them Tuesday at Honda Center.
The most tickets you've received. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls and texts about the most speeding tickets you've gotten, or any kind of ticket, I guess.
This guy, I don't know if this is going to be beatable. 714 said, I got 5 speeding tickets in a week and had 2 DUIs and could only afford liability insurance because they deemed me a high-risk driver. I was paying $3,000 a year and then later got 2 cell phone tickets.
Wow!
That is the exact person that we are looking for.
Yeah, we're looking for morons. 800-520-1067. This is New Social D.
Heavy glow. Waiting for.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, people. You already got it started and everything, but it's for Lent that I'm giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That one almost snuck in there, man.
I was doing other things. I wasn't paying attention. That's my bad.
And I didn't tell you.
No, you did not. K Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yeah.
Well done. You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
We're talking about Cleveland Browns' Myles Garrett, who just got his 9th ticket for speeding. And
Woo!
That seemed like a lot to us.
Yeah.
So we're taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 and your text for how many tickets you've gotten.
And for the best call, we've got this final pair of tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center on Tuesday.
All right. How many tickets have you gotten?
Hey, I got over 70 tickets.
How many?
Over 70 tickets. 70 in my life.
70.
Yes, 70. Speeding tickets, no license, no insurance, exhibition speed, motorcycle tickets.
Do you still have a license?
When I was a kid, I have a license now. I haven't had a ticket in 30 years, but I'm 62 years old.
Was there a point where you didn't have a license? And follow up, did you drive anyway?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yep.
I'd always throw away that paper they send me to refill my, to get my license renewed. They send you an application for $15, you get your license renewed. I never read it, so I just threw it away. I'm like, dumbass.
Oh, my.
I have a license now. I haven't had one ticket in 30 years.
If you haven't had a ticket in 30 years, that means the first 32 years of your life minus 16. So in 16 years, you got 70 tickets.
Oh, my God.
Lots of money, man. Lots of money.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I had 12 outstanding parking tickets at one time, and 3 of them were not even from me. I loaned my car to somebody, and she got 3 in one day. Because we've worked in Laguna Beach and it's all metered parking. She didn't bother to tell me. And, of course, my car was still registered under my parents' address, so all the parking tickets went there.
Did they not get a hold of you and say, hey, we're getting a lot of tickets here?
So I had the stupidly disabled, like, every parking ticket that I had no idea about. The other 9, yeah, sure, that was me.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So at what point did you realize you had all of these parking tickets, and then did you have to pay like a bunch of money?
I had to go to court because they had put like extra fees on top of them because I was late and I was on the verge of being issued a warrant.
Right.
Oh, snap.
Good times. Crazy. Good friends. K-Rock, hello.
Oh, God, dude. You got to take us off speakerphone. Are you okay?
Is that a siren behind him right now?
Are you getting pulled over now?
Call us back and let us know how that goes.
Hope you're okay.
K-Rock, hello.
Well, it was over a period of a month, at least 2 tickets a week while my car was parked and I lost my keys.
Oh my God.
Oh, so they were parking tickets. What do you mean you lost
parking
your keys?
Tickets.
You don't know where the keys to your car was?
Couldn't find my keys. The keys were lost. I didn't have a spare. The traffic cop kept putting a ticket on my car every other day. I wrote him a note and said, hey, I lost my keys. Please stop ticketing me. He didn't stop. He kept ticketing me.
Yeah, that's how it works. Losing your keys doesn't get you out of a parking ticket.
And then I ended up moving away, and I left the car on the curb.
You just left it.
You just leave cars wherever you... How many cars do you have? It is the world-famous K-Rock. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about the tickets that you've received.
The 323 said, one day I received a ticket while texting. 10 minutes later, I got pulled over by the same cop for speeding. Right after, the same cop pulled me over again for making an illegal left turn. That's three tickets in, what, 25 minutes?
Insane. That is fantastic. We have one more chance for you to qualify.
Get on the standby boarding list. See 21 pilots in Spain. And that is coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.
Are we positive there's not a dead body in the kitchen?
Someone burnt the hell out of something in the kitchen. And when it infiltrates the studio, that's when you know this is a disaster.
Yes, and we're choking. All right, let's take some phone calls. We are talking about the most tickets you've ever got.
I'm a good driver now, but I've had my fair share of maybe 20, 30 in the past.
20 or 30 tickets for speeding?
Oh, my God. Speeding, everything. A lot of not having my registration, even though I had my stickers, I just didn't put them on.
Good. Excellent. Solid work on your part.
But the worst one was that I had 2 speed belt tickets in a 2-minute span.
2 minutes?
How did that happen?
Because this guy pulled me over, this guy, CHP, pulled me over on the 5 freeway when they used to have the Firestone exit in Norwalk on the left side.
Right.
So he pulled me over, gave me a seatbelt ticket, even though he couldn't see my seatbelt because I had a 78 Ranchero at the time.
And that has just a lap belt that he can't see?
So I get the ticket. He tells me to drive safe. So I dart across all the lanes of traffic because I had to get off on Firestone all the way to the left. And he lit me up again and said I didn't put my seatbelt on again.
Was this a seatbelt that's low and across your lap so he couldn't see?
Yeah, it was a 78 Ranchero. Just the lap bar, the lap.
Oh. Right, yeah.
So you actually did have your seatbelt on.
Both times?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, but... That's what I thought.
You dumbass.
Oh, my God. This is so good. Yeah. I love you.
You make appallingly bad decisions. K-Rock, hello.
I lived in downtown Long Beach, and I kept getting parking tickets because parking sucks in Long Beach where there's apartments, you know?
Right.
So I kept getting them. I have $500 in parking tickets.
Damn, that's a lot.
And so what I did, if I was desperate and not wanting to walk a bunch, I would put an old ticket on my window and just park in the red out front of my apartment. And it worked.
You are a genius.
Yeah, that's
put
very
an old
smart.
Ticket on your windshield.
Like, you already got me. Oh, no.
Wow.
That is incredibly smart.
This is a good hack. Thank you for this.
A great life hack.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course. It worked out for me.
K-Rock, hello.
I actually got a ticket twice on a little little quick trip to Oregon with my cousin. And driving into Oregon, like, we were still on the 5 in California.
Right.
I got a ticket. It was supposed to be for speeding, but it ended up being for, like, a fixer ticket for tinted windows.
What do you mean it was supposed to be for speeding?
Because I was speeding, and then I saw the cop, but they clocked me. But then instead of giving me the ticket for speeding, they gave me a ticket to fix the ticket.
Oh, so they were being nice to you. That's cool.
Okay,
you got
yeah.
another one coming back.
Yes, the same trip. Coming back, I got a ticket for speeding through Oregon.
Oh, my God. So you got 2 tickets in one trip. How many days were you on this trip?
It was very short, just like maybe 3 days.
Nice.
Like
2 tickets in 3 days. That's pretty good.
You do good work.
That's what I'm looking for.
Why is that what you're looking for?
I have no idea what I'm looking for.
I'm looking for the person, the girl that got the workaround in Long Beach.
Yes, the life hack. So that is Casey.
Casey. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Look at you reusing. How many times do you think you reused an old ticket?
I'm sorry, what?
She's getting pulled. Now you're getting pulled over, Casey.
No, yeah. There's an emergency vehicle. Got to pull over for them.
There it is.
All right, congratulations. You got tickets to see Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tuesday night.
Yes.
Tuesday night at the Honda Center.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
I love it. Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. You have one more chance
for people to get on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots in Spain. And that's coming up at 6.